Residents from two remote Indigenous communities are taking unprecedented legal action against the NT government over the poor state of their housing. A tribunal today, it's a tribunal which hears complaints under the Residential Tenancy Act, will consider a case involving more than 600 claims for housing repairs in Santa Teresa in Central Australia. That's on top of an earlier case involving more than 300 complaints from Indigenous tenants in Papunya. Cathy Van Extel has more.
Fed up with government inaction on complaints about emergency housing repairs, residents of Papunya and Santa Teresa are exercising their rights as tenants under the law, taking their cases to the Northern Territory Civil Administrative Tribunal. This morning, the tribunal will hold a directions hearing into a complaint involving three quarters of the houses owned by the NT government in Santa Teresa, about an hour west of Alice Springs. The unprecedented legal action's been taken on behalf of residents by the newly formed Australian Lawyers for Remote Aboriginal Rights. Daniel Kelly is a director.
They were having problems getting their repairs and maintenance done, which is a familiar story heard throughout remote communities in the Northern Territory.
In January, lawyers surveyed 70 of the 93 houses in Santa Teresa and compiled a list of more than 600 repairs.
People are sometimes living with leaking roofs, living without air conditioning in summer, lack of electricity, non-functioning ovens, those kind of things. The department has the exact same responsibility as any other landlord throughout Australia. Under the Residential Tenancies Act, they have to provide safe and habitable housing. If an emergency repair is required on the property, they have to attend to it within 5 days.
Daniel Kelly says the case appears to have spurred the government into action.
The department are now saying that they have responded in a quite dramatic fashion and have completed most of the repairs. We're yet to sort of see the full outline of their claims, which we hope to see in the tribunal. We do find it quite extraordinary that the department can essentially claim to have fixed over 600 matters in such a short period of time. If they can do this thing in sort of 2 weeks, it's a mystery to us why the community was allowed to get into such a state in the first place.
One of the Santa Teresa residents who's a party to the legal action is Annie Young. She lives in a two-bedroom house that's home to 9 people. Her kitchen sink, which has been blocked for several months, has now been fixed.
I used to every day in the mornings and even at night all day, maybe probably 5, 9, 10 times a day, just put a big bucket under the sink and unscrewed the pipe. When the lawyers came out, there was people coming out as soon as possible. I was so surprised to see that so many workers came out in a day as quick as lightning to fix up everything around the community.
So they
before we had to just wait and see and do things ourselves.
The Santa Teresa case comes on the back of a similar complaint late last year by residents in Papunya, 240 kilometres northwest of Alice Springs. Katie Gordon is a lawyer with the Central Australian Aboriginal Legal Aid Service. Last November, she and Daniel Kelly teamed up and surveyed 37 of the 48 houses in Papunya, and more than 300 repairs in total were needed.
A lot of clogged pipes outside, and then one house had water all over the front yard, just sort of like a swamp area. One house had an electrical fault, and half the house didn't have any electrics, which was lights and fans, whatever else you could plug into an electrical socket. Some had wires exposed, air conditioners not working, stoves not working, showers and bathroom, kitchen sinks, taps broken.
In this initial case, Katie Gordon says NT Housing responded promptly to the threat of legal action.
They were out there, I think, within 7 days, and they had contractors on the ground for the plumbing and the electrical immediately, and then the other issues, they came a bit later, and we agreed that that was the easiest way they could do it.
Is there any evidence that the department was aware of some of these major concerns, particularly around the plumbing and electrical problems?
So we asked under Freedom of Information for the housing files. People had informed housing maintenance officers, who do regular sort of checkups in the community now and again, of the problems, and has housing maintenance officers had told housing, but still nothing had happened.
What do you make of the department's prompt response once the threat of legal action was made?
Well, we were very pleased, but it's very sad that the department simply jumps when there's a threat of legal action. It would be nice to see them respond as quickly. when the tenant actually does notify.
In addition to chasing the repairs, Australian Lawyers for Remote Aboriginal Rights intends to pursue compensation for the tenants of both Papunya and Santa Teresa, an entitlement set out in the residential tenancy law. They're also planning to pursue similar cases in other Central Australian communities.
This is just the tip of the iceberg. Two communities out of so many, at least 17 in Central Australia, and then there's the top end as well. Every single community has the same issues going on.
For Santa Teresa community member Annie Young, it's a short-term fix.
They can fix it within a month, what if it comes back again? The state of the houses that are in the community, not just in my community, but everywhere else in communities, the biggest issues are overcrowding and old houses. I am talking about the 1970 houses in my community, roofs leaking, cracks on the walls, and it is really, really bad and terrifying when big storms come out, which we do have. These summer storms are really bad. People have to move out of their houses because they're frightened to live in these houses of the storm. And who's going to fix that problem? How many years are we going to wait? Who will answer that question?
I think you've got to keep asking, Annie. Annie Young is an NT resident, part of the legal action against the Northern Territory Government over housing repairs. And we have asked the Territory Housing Minister, Bess Price, for an interview. Still waiting for that response.